It's Marino in the morning, got Chris, got Felicia. It is just about 9:16 on this Monday. It is April 1st, brand new month, day after Easter. We're all kind of like...
in the spring mode or dragging a little bit.
Depends, a little mixture of both. Yeah.
It's about 42 out there right now, though, getting to a high of 53 with a chance of showers in the forecast.
All right, we have Rachel here from the CPCA. Good morning, Rachel. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
Happy Easter. You were just talking about off the air during Carrie about Happy Easter. Did you have a wonderful Easter in your family?
Yeah. I did, but I thought you were going to say Happy Child Abuse Prevention Month.
That, too, is... It's all the time. We definitely want to take care of our little ones. We want to give them a nurturing, safe environment to grow up and to thrive.
Yes.
But in April, we take extra care to point out different things and strategies that, listen, it's not easy being a parent. It's stressful. There's no doubt about it, you know. But it's not the little one's fault. You know, they, by no choice of their own, came into this world, you know. So we have to do what we can to, again, provide a wonderful, nourishing, nurturing atmosphere here in the Hudson Valley. Overall, overarching, we're blessed. But there's problems everywhere, right, Rachel? And we have to do what we can to.
Exactly.
So explain about the month and our approach and what we're doing this month, yeah.
Oh, there's lots going on.
Hit us, girl. Come on.
Should I start with everyone's favorite?
Yes. What's that?
Restaurant Week.
Yes.
Starts today.
All right.
Runs all week, April 1st through the 7th.
Got it.
We have, and people can grab pizza, burger, coffee, ice cream, whatever they're feeling at participating restaurants. And those restaurants will donate a portion of the proceeds back to us.
Yay. Awesome.
Cosmos, Giacomo's, Savona's, Lola's, Sugar and Spice, Flory's. There's so many. I can't mention
them all.
So many
of your favorite places. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Stretching from Fishkill with Redline Diner all the way up Route 9 to Terrapin Restaurant. So they're all over.
Wow,
there's
that's
40.
Awesome. Yeah.
40 this year.
Okay.
40?
Oh, they all came. Wow.
Oh,
you love huge participation. That's good.
Yeah.
We
have some new ones in the fold this year. So right after this, I'm headed over to Crafted Cup. They just joined us.
Yay.
So get some latte, wake up for the day. We have Rossi's. Who doesn't love Rossi's?
Oh, yes. Legendary.
Delicious.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
joined us this year.
That's
Rush
cool.
Bowls. They're new. They're in the South Hills Mall area. So smoothies, things like that.
Good.
Bowls. And Twisted Soul.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes. Always
we'll
good.
Yeah.
My son loves the dumplings there.
It's soul food, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I love that. It is. We've said this time and again. And again, I traveled over the holiday week last week with the spring break and all. Our neck of the woods up here, no shortage of an eclectic choice of foods. And from all different ethnicities and backgrounds, and I mean, it's kick ass. Can I say that on the air? I said it softly, but it really is delicious. All the different places you can get some great. Yeah, so I'm down with all that. Do you have a little checklist that I can go through? And
there's a whole calendar.
Yes.
So we actually plan out our week.
That's awesome.
With a whole calendar, it's right on our website.
I love it.
We also put it on social media. I have it hanging on my fridge at home, and my family, we plan out the week of where we're going to order.
It's a meal plan.
So easy.
And again,
the restaurants donate.
Yeah. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
you're supporting the restaurants, and the restaurants support giving back to
supporting
children.
Supporting local.
So, Rachel, for folks tuning in, and we pride ourselves, and we mean this wholeheartedly, with all the different organizations we get to partner with, the services provided here in the Hudson Valley. We hope no one listening, we hope everyone knows that there is resources out there for just about everything, you know, no matter what you're going through. Walk us through what CPCA does and the purpose here in the Hudson Valley. Yeah.
Sure. We have existed for 50 years.
Wow.
So this is our 50th anniversary. We'll have a celebration later in May.
Mm-hmm.
But we have prevention programs. We have a crisis intervention where abused children provides a safe space where children can disclose their story. I thought you'd actually ask about your favorite guy today.
Peace. Oh, yeah.
Peace.
You actually made baseball cards on Peace. He's such a good doggy.
That is his 2024 collectible card. So every year
awesome.
We have a different card of Peace. Peace is our therapy facility dog, providing comfort to the children who come through. And this card has little fun facts on the back about him. So my daughter loves collecting them. She has this is her third one now. So
that's awesome.
She loves them. So he's there.
Yeah.
And we're going to be all through April. We're there to support families. So we have a supportive parenting program, but we also have learning the warning signs. Ooh. Of child abuse. How do you identify child
abuse?
What
becomes just, you know, the old school way of disciplining versus where, you know, you're creating harm. And it's not just physical, by the way. It's also mental. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's just providing that full, wholesome, holistic care of your children. From the mental to the physical. Yeah, it's very, very important. Yeah.
And one thing I love about your guys' program is the coin, that the children can turn in that coin anytime to a trusted adult and they'll get the help they need. And it's great to know that that is out there for everyone.
Yes, we're in the schools in Dutchess County, and we present to the kids on how they can protect themselves. And then each child is given, like you mentioned, Felicia, that wooden coin that they can turn in if they can't get the words out initially.
It's so listen, again, now more than ever, the stressors of life, we all know how it's been crazy. I mean, you know, you had COVID a few years ago, the economy's nuts, you're trying to make ends meet, and we're human beings. And sadly, you know, you could channel it in the wrong way. And this is the way we teach parents, caregivers, guardians, the proper way to manage your stress and to not take it out on the little one. I mean, I can get a tear in my eye right now. I would never want to see a harm to a young one, to a little one. That's not, you know, they're being kids. You know, they're being kids, but you could take it easily the wrong way.
Exactly. So, yeah. We're there to support those families.
And this Friday is also National Wear Blue Day, right?
Yes, it is. Yay. So we want to see the Hudson Valley go blue. Light up blue. The county executive, Sue Serino, is lighting up the county office building.
Nice.
So that's fun.
Very cool.
Blue looks horrible on me. But this is so important. Of course, we do it. And so we'll all be in blue. That is April 5th.
Friday. That's this Friday.
It is.
Yeah. Love it. So, yeah, definitely sport your blue, support. And again, we're going to be having this conversation throughout the month, right?
You know, we'll be back. And the warning signs that we talked about, people can sign up. It's April 18th and the 30th. It is free. It is on our website, thecpca.org.
Okay. And we'll make sure we post that if we haven't done it already on our q92hv.com/connect. You always can just type in /connect, and all things happening on our calendar is constantly updated. Rachel, so great to see you. And again, it's Restaurant Week. Really important here.
Starting today.
Yes, to support the CPCA. Find out more at q92hv.com/connect.
Yeah, and if you needed a meal plan, they got you set for the entire week.
It does look like a meal plan.
It does.
You have all the meals like lined up. You know, all right, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you're all set there. You know, but Rachel, goes without saying, you know, we've been working with you for a few years now. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
You're easy to talk to. I know your staff is easy to talk to. You train them to be that way. So it's approachable. It's nothing you should be embarrassed about. It's nothing. Again, think about the child. That's the most important thing of all, is that that child. And whatever you can do, you know, if you're listening to this right now, go, you know what? I need help. Go see Rachel and the team. They'll take care of you. They'll help you get you on the right track.
And maybe you'll see peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
Peace will bring instant relief when you see peace. So anything else before? I want to make sure we covered everything.
Well, we have these beautiful cards. Please. Melissa Misra Happy Honeybee Designs made these beautiful cards for us, and people can purchase these. They're $6 to $7. They're right in our office building or at Sunflower Market up in Rhinebeck. So these are
here. So she drew that? That's gorgeous.
Yes. Wow. There's a bunch of them. I've got a bunch in my purse,
but aren't they
sunflowers and different flowers?
Oh, beautiful.
Mother's Day is coming up.
So if you want to purchase a homegrown card design here, then the money, again, goes to CPCA. You can do that.
Stop in and see me at the CPCA. I have them. You can purchase them there through the month of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Perfect.
So great to see you.
Thanks for coming out here.
See you.
All right. Quick break. I'm going to come back. We have the latest on the drive-in, the forecast from HudsonValleyWeather.com. And scheduled to be here in the studio.
Yeah, Hudson Valley Paws for a Cause. Oh, they brought a pupper.
Nice.
So excited.
Another great organization. We're happy to have them all the time here. Hang on. It's coming up next on Q9.